This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The holidays are approaching, and some are worrying that the coronavirus might spread with holiday travel and gatherings. Now Pfizer is asking the FDA to allow boosters of its COVID vaccine for anybody 18 or older. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The FDA's advisors in September voted against authorizing extra Pfizer doses for everyone 18 and over, saying they weren't convinced younger, healthy people need another shot. But the FDA itself said it would move fast to expand boosters if needed, and Pfizer's offering early results of a study showing the third dose's effectiveness. Under today's policies, about two of every three vaccinated adults is expected to qualify for a booster within a few months.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers acknowledges misleading some people about his COVID status before testing positive. In August, he said he was immunized. Now he says he looked for alternative treatments rather than vaccinations. A federal judge says no to former President Trump. He's been trying to keep a House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot from seeing documents. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan refused the request, saying President Joe Biden is best positioned to determine if executive privilege should be waived, which Biden did last month. According to a filing by the National Archives, the documents being sought include call logs, drafts of remarks, and handwritten notes from Trump's then-chief of staff, Mark Meadows. It's likely this dispute over documents could reach the U.S. Supreme Court.
Prosecutors have wrapped up their case in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. The defense began presenting its case to the jury yesterday. Rittenhouse shot two men dead during a protest in Wisconsin last year and wounded a third. This is AP News. The actor Dean Stockwell has died. He was 85. The AP's Margie Zarletta has a look back at the man and his career.
Dean Stockwell said in 1989 he would not have gotten the role in the TV show Quantum Leap if he had not done the film Married to the Mob, because nobody knew he could do comedy. Stockwell's resume includes the films Blue Velvet, Air Force One, and Paris, Texas, as well as the TV show Battlestar Galactica. He was a child actor, appearing with Frank Sinatra in Anchors Away and Margaret O'Brien in The Secret Garden. Well, I dreamed I saw Neil Young named his After the Gold Rush album after Stockwell's never-produced screenplay of the same name. Stockwell designed the cover for Young's album American Stars and Bars, and he made sculptures out of dice. I'm Archie Zarletta.
NASA is delaying putting astronauts back on the moon until 2025 at the earliest. NASA says, among other things, Congress hasn't provided enough money to develop a landing system for its moon program. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.